Good evening. I hope you're looking forward to a good time of fellowship and sharing of testimonies and special music and favorite hymns, so you can be thinking of those things. And we want to lift up the name of our Lord. And that's the whole purpose of this evening. That's the purpose anytime we gather together, to worship the Lord. But this evening in a special way, as far as testimony, sharing how the Lord has blessed you this past month, or you can even go beyond that if you'd like. But the Lord is so good, and we could go on for more than the hour that we have planned, but just be thinking about what you'd like to share. And one thing to start off this evening as far as a prayer request, some of you probably know of him or personally know him, Daryl Thomas. We prayed for him, you know, off and on here quite a bit. He was in the hospital probably about 3-4 months ago. He had cancer. But Daryl Thomas passed away this afternoon around 4 o'clock. So be in prayer for the family. Daryl was really close with the Howe family, especially Mike. So be praying for Mike. He's taking it pretty hard. So be praying for that. And probably have more details as far as arrangements, or you can look in the paper too. But be praying for Daryl's family, and for Mike Howe. Let's go ahead and bow our heads now and pray, and especially for this, but also for the whole evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here this evening. We thank you for how you have blessed us in so many ways. Most of all, for Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus, we have nothing. We have no hope, we have no life, we have no joy, no reason for living, really. So we thank you for Jesus, how he died on the cross for us, how we have salvation through his name to everyone who believes. Do pray for Daryl's family now. I do thank you that I was able to talk with Daryl. I had several good conversations with him, and I have no doubt in my mind that Daryl was a born-again believer. So I thank you for that he's in heaven, to the best of my knowledge, as far as his testimony. But I do pray for those who remain and are grieving his loss. I do pray for Mike Howe and for other members of the family and other friends. I pray that you would use this difficult time to draw people to yourself, that we'd see people get saved, see people recommit themselves to living for you. So I do pray for Mike Howe and for others as well. Do pray for this evening. Pray that it would be a great blessing to everyone involved. I pray that your name would be lifted up in a great way. And I do thank you for how you have blessed me personally over the past month and over the years. And do thank you for each and every one here this evening. So we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Stephen?
Why don't we stand up to start out and sing number 452.
Out on the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is wide.
singing.
Go ahead and have a chair. If you want to, you can keep standing tonight if you want. It's your show tonight. James has a microphone, so... And... Amy has a microphone. So nobody gets away from the microphone. So let's start out right away. Maxine.
See, is it on?
Yeah. No, make sure you talk right into it.
Oh, it seems like I always get up and say something. But the Lord's been so good to me, you know. At 90 years of old age, I can drive. I went to my driver's license office the other day. Passed okay. Now I have to go tomorrow and have my vision taken care of. He said, well, I think you ought to go and have your vision. You know, so, but oh, God's been so good to me. I've been a widow 23 years now.
Amen. It's always nice to be able to be mobile. Anybody else? Right down here. Ron.
All right.
You're missing something.
I'm missing a lot. But it's amazing to me how the Lord will take you down a couple pegs just to prepare you for what's next. As those of you may know, I have been laid off for the first probably three and a half months of the year. You all have been praying for me and my family to secure another job. Now that I have, it's been onward and upward from there. I just got back from a 3 weeks of training in Madison, Wisconsin for cryogenic training, which is delivering of liquid nitrogen and oxygen. And it's been a great deal, and I've been simply honored to and give all the glory to God. And the first song you chose is very appropriate, Make Me a Blessing, because when I finally got home, this little guy here is about to bring me to tears. And so he did make me a blessing, and I'm thankful for that every day.
Amen. That's good to hear. Anybody else? Amy's just waiting to give you the microphone. Right down here.
Yeah, hi. My name is Jim. I've been out of work. I'm a house painter, but I try to do painting and home repairs. I've been out of work for about 2.5 months, except for some odds and ends and whatnot. Probably longer than that. And I have a situation where I don't have the money for my weekly rent tomorrow. And I'm not even sure what I'm going to be able to come up with tomorrow. I'm living at the Value Place off the interstate right now, and I've been there about 6.5 months. And I'm driving an old vehicle. I had a lot of things, but after 9/11, things got progressively worse for my business, and I ended up losing everything. So I don't have a home church right now, but I'm looking for one. But I'm just hoping that that people would also pray with me and about my situation. And if you got suggestions or you can help in any kind of way, I'd appreciate it. Maybe you can put me to work doing something or whatever. I don't know. But my faith is in the Lord, and I'll just leave that with you and let God work.
Thanks for sharing, Jim. Tell you what, Dwayne, would you like to pray right now for Jim? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. If you didn't hear, Jim is out of work and he's having a hard time paying his rent. He doesn't know what to do. I think even right now, I think it would be a good time to have a word of prayer. And Andy, why don't you have a word of prayer?
Yeah.
Pray for Jim and all that he needs.
Dear Lord, I just thank you that we're able to come here tonight where we can all gather together to give our praises to you, and also we can come with you with our requests and our needs. So I just want to pray for Jim tonight, as he's mentioned his needs concerning his finances. Lord, I just pray that you would just guide him with this situation. We know that you are in control of everything and that you do everything for a purpose. And so I just pray, Lord, that you just help Jim out as this could be a circumstance that could be trying to face. But I just pray that he would continue to trust in you to just guide him through his everyday life. I just pray, Lord, that you just give him discernment as to hopefully where to look for some work or to find some work or whatever else, Lord. So I just want to especially lift him up tonight. I just pray this all in Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. Are you going to stay afterward to enjoy dinner? Please do. Please do, so we can get to meet you a little better. All right. Yes, Kay.
I probably have a big enough mouth. I don't need this. But I just thank the Lord for my salvation.
Amen.
Had a situation this year at fairs. We got held up a couple of times where they stole money. And so we set a decoy up to watch the building with me in it, sitting there all night like I normally do. And they changed the cleaning crew on me that night, and they changed my relief man, who we figured that's the only two people that could go up and down the aisles beside myself. So it didn't give me a very good onlook, but they did get some fingerprints. So they said everybody has to be fingerprinted, and I said, well, I really don't have to be fingerprinted. You can go to CSI and find my fingerprints, because I did that when I worked for my former company. So the CSI has my fingerprints, and they went in to check and says, you weren't lying. I said, no, I don't think so. But I do thank the Lord that he stood beside me and proved that it was not me that did it.
Yeah. It's always kind of a hard experience when you know that people suspect you of doing something wrong and you didn't do it. Anyone else? Otherwise, we can go with a favorite Ron.
Last week I had a blessing. I've been praying to get a situation resolved in my life for over a year, and I finally was able to talk to the right people, and it was resolved, so that was a big relief, and it was really a blessing, and it proved to me that sometimes God's timing and our timing is two completely different things, and it's making my faith stronger.
Praise the Lord for that. All right, does anybody have a favorite hymn that they've been dying to sing? Joy?
342.
Just as I am. 342. This hymn has been sung for many generations as an invitation hymn, but it's good as well. Just read the words. You can even sing it as a prayer. Sing with me.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as
382. You're going to have to tell us your name.
Kaylee.
Kaylee what?
Hanus.
Kaylee Hanus. Everybody say hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
382. Be thou my vision. This is a great prayer as well. Jesus loves me. How many of you remember the first time you sang this song? Do you? You remember the first time? How old are you? 2 when you remember that. Wow. I don't remember. I was probably about the same age. Let's sing, Jesus loves me. Sing out.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Does it tell you so? Alright, where else? First, who's... Okay, Seb, I heard a bunch of places. Who's going to quote John 3:16? Mommy's not going to do it. Somebody just jump up and say it.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
Yep, that's all right. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. All right, where else does it say that Jesus loves us?
Romans 8. I don't know the exact
5:8
number, but it's for the wages of sin of death, but God's everlasting gift is. God's gift is everlasting life in Jesus Christ.
Eternal life in Jesus Christ, your Lord. 6:23, Romans 6:23, Ephesians 2:10, did I hear? 5:2.
He also hath loved us and hath given himself for us.
That's true. Did I see somebody else over here? Psalms?
23.
Psalm 23? It's true. What does it say?
Lord is my shepherd, but I shall not walk. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Mm-hmm. And though I walk through the valley of death, to the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
It's true. My favorite part of that is where it says, he'll lead me for his name's sake. Because we belong to him, and because his name means that he loves us, and because his name means that he cares for us, and because his name means that he is omnipotent, all-powerful, it means that he cannot do anything but lead us through those times of trial. It is in his nature. They may be hard, but he's still there. Alright, anywhere else where God, Bible says God loves us? Chris?
202.
It says it in 202? We can go to 202. Let's sing 202. Amazing Grace. Why don't y'all stand up for this one? I'm going to stretch it. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. singing. Thanks for that one, Chris. Go ahead and sit down. We have more testimonies that need to be shared before the night's out. Verva, where's Amy? Go, Amy, go.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Right there.
That's it?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Okay. We all know that how we get into trouble we get into. That's because we make the wrong choices. So for some reason, this little song that I learned when I was probably about like Amy came to mind, and I kept singing it to myself. And this is about choices. It goes like this. Some folks, they curse and swear and never have a care. They're asking me to do so too. But this is my reply as I pass them by. I don't want to. For Jesus took the want to out of me long ago. The pleasures of this world I do not want to know. So this is my reply as I pass them by. I don't want to. That's a choice I don't want to make. And even though I probably made some of those choices earlier in life, I thank God that He saw fit to help me through everything. My physical condition isn't too good, but God told me, serve me and I will take care of you. So I do try to dwell not on the things I can't do, but on the things that I can do. Okay, there's a song here that I wish Bob Burkhart would have been here for. One Sunday, I heard this playing on the organ by Cassie, and I thought, oh, that brings back some old memories. So I asked her afterwards just what the song was, and she told me, and it's a John Peterson song, which tells me it's pretty old. It's called I Will Trust When I Cannot See. When I cannot understand God's leading, when I do not know the reason why He should choose a path that lies before me, still in Him, to Him in faith, I can reply. I will trust when I cannot see, when I'm faced with adversity, and believe His will is always best for me. I will trust when I cannot see, when I feel the sting of disappointment and my dreams lie crumbled in the dust, when my best adds up to loss and something, and the things that happen seem unjust. When I face the furnace of affliction and the pain seems more than I can bear, when I think it's strange, this fiery trial, still I'll tell my blessed Lord in prayer. I will trust when I cannot see, when I'm faced with adversity, and believe His will is always best for me. I will trust when I cannot see. And I have not a crisis, but some extra things going on in the family again. Now, you that have come to a prayer meeting three years maybe, there is a request on there for a grandson I have who's 24. His name is John. He is in Polk County Jail right now awaiting a hearing on the 15th of September. The one thing that he did was, for some reason, he gave my name to the jail. And so I get a call, and I'm like, oh dear, what am I going to do now? So I talked to this gentleman, and mostly he was confirming the information that John had given him to see if it was true. And it was, and of course I had to add a few comments on the side, so on and so forth. And then he suggested that maybe I wanted to talk to somebody about a court-appointed attorney. So I got another lady, and I talked to her, and I told her, I said some of the things that happened when he lived there in 2006. I said, I cannot have him in my home right now. So his father was a little bit disappointed, but his father didn't come up to help him. His mother didn't come up to help him, but God had prepared good old grandma for that.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen from here on out. I wrote him a letter and told him, kind of about the choices that we make. And I've had several encounters with this young man. He called me up to the school one day when he was having some trouble. And because his mom was working, his dad was working, so grandma went and got him. And at that point in time, he did profess that he was saved. Now, he was probably maybe 13, 14 years old at the time, and that's been 10 years ago. But I know that he knows that. I know he remembers that. And right now, he is really crying out for help. I'm going to be writing him again. And I talked to a man who is the chaplain of the jail. And he told me that he would contact him. I don't know if he has. John did not write that in this letter I got Friday. So I'm not sure where it stands. But I do know that it's in God's hands. He told me a long time ago to love my kids and to pray for them and leave the rest to him. So that's where I'm standing. I appreciate your prayers for me, for the family. That's all I'm going to divulge at this time because I don't even know the whole story. But I do know that God is with me, that God has blessed me, and He will continue to do so. So I thank God for a church that's small enough to care, but big enough to pray. I have to thank God for that.
I remember, John, your prayers. Is his last name Hodges as well?
Northway.
Is it John Northway? Okay. You have a favorite?
No, I'm sitting in the chair.
Oh, she has some chair. Where's the microphone? James. Up, James.
Well, I don't think that... Okay. Is it on now?
No.
Back up,
baby.
Okay. Okay. Amy, mine is younger, but maybe just died. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't really think I could just be here tonight and not say anything. God has been so good to Stephen and I. Me in particular, I just think of the last few months, and he's given me the most incredible husband, one who just loves me and takes care of me, and I'm so thankful for that. And this summer has been so cool for us to be together, and then this past month, God chose to bless us with a little child, and it is just so exciting how God has used all these things in my life. And even though, like, I've been so sick, it's been still a blessing, and how He has used that in my life to make me dependent, you know, that I just can't do everything, and it's totally up to God to meet my needs, and He has done that through so many people, through other people praying. And I had a friend today who came down from Ames, and she brought 3 or 4 meals just to help so Stephen doesn't have to do all the cooking. And it was just such a blessing how God has provided and how He has blessed us in so many ways. It's just so cool.
Kayla? Amy's got to run laps now.
Okay, one of my favorite verses is we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. So we know that no matter what happens, God's in control. And I'd like to sing 5:11.
5:11? Okay. I belong to Jesus. 5:11. James, could you grab me a glass of water? Thank you. And James' mom?
Number 234, please.
234. Yes, we may. 234. Round him with many crowns. You're going to have to stand up for this one. This is what they're going to sing in heaven when Jesus comes down in front of us all. Okay, well, maybe not. But imagine that we're there and Jesus is coming down to be crowned King and Lord of all. Sing it out with me.
Crowned in many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Our heavenly and the crowns of His acknowledged throne. Oh, make my soul and sing. Thank you.
Thank you for that one. Go ahead and have a seat. Thank you, James. Sweet manna from heaven. $3.99. Higher ground, $3.99. Sing with me. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, that life made on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand on the heaven's stable plan, on higher plane than I have found. Lord, that life people back here. Wanda, why don't we go with you?
Huh?
Wanda. I'm not sorry, Mona. Excuse me. Wanda, Mona. No. I got the last syllable right.
This is Wanda.
Yes, this is Wanda.
What do you got, Wanda?
I'm going to praise the Lord for everything He's done for me, especially saving my soul. Amen. And I've always said this, that when I grow up, I'm going to be tall. And I'm never going to grow up, I guess. But one thing that God has given me a real sense of humor in seeing things and beauty and a lot of stuff that most people don't even pay attention to. And I'm always pointing it out. So I may be simple-minded in some ways, but praise the Lord, He loves me anyway. And I started reading the Bible from cover to cover, finally, after all these years. I started in February. I'm in John now.
Wow.
And I can't go to bed without reading the Bible anymore. I have got to read the Bible. It's like I'm missing it. I can't put it down. I can't turn that light off without praising the Lord and praying for everyone that He lays on my heart and reading the Bible. And He keeps hitting me with it. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise the Lord that He's given me that gift of prayer. And I'm constantly in prayer. I don't always get the response from my carnal body that I need. But I thank God that He's able to forgive me. And He does. And I want you all to pray for my niece. She has foregone chemotherapy. She doesn't want to destroy her body in that way. She's going to believe that the Lord is going to continue the healing. And we'll just go from there. You know, God knows. You know, we all go sometime. I know that. And just keep her in your prayers for me. She really needs to be uplifted.
What's your niece's name?
Norma.
Norma? Okay. Lester, why don't you, if you could, pray for Norma even right now, as she is.
Father, coming to you in prayer and asking a special request that you lay your healing hand on Norma. We know you have the power and the skill to guide the doctors and the surgeons if necessary and provide healing to this body. Your great powers are not really realized on earth as strongly as they should be, and that you can apply them in great strength. I pray all these things in your great name. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We have time for a few more testimonies, perhaps another song. I think Ron had his hand up next. What's that?
Russell.
All right, what would you like?
380, please.
380. Just a Closer Walk with Thee. How many of you guys know this song? Okay, good. Good. I know a little bit. Testimonies in the songs. Does anybody have a testimony? Wow. Right down here. Tell me your name again.
Justin.
This is, what's that?
Jesse.
Jesse, which is different than Justin. Jesse. Jesse is actually a freshman, first year student at Faith Baptist Bible College.
Okay. I just wanted to praise the Lord for allowing me to be in the great state of Iowa. Without him, I wouldn't have the means to be here. And I'm just thankful that he's allowed me to pursue my dreams of being in the ministry, providing me the funds to attend college, especially out of state. But also, I ask that you would pray for my mom and for my younger brother. My mom, for me being away, and just all that comes with that. And for my younger brother, who needs the Lord in his life. So I just pray that you'll pray for him. Joshua.
is he?
17.
It's hard for mothers when they're... Are you the oldest son?
Middle son,
okay. Well, I know about the oldest son. I know it was hard for my mom when her oldest son left. It's always hard when your children leave you and don't come back for a long time. So remember to pray for Joshua. Any other testimonies? Any other prayer requests? Otherwise, we have time for one more song. And hands go up everywhere. Why don't we go with Dwayne here?
I'm afraid of these. We all know that adversity comes in many forms. But somehow or another, among our church people, we have, not only in this church, but in my own family back in another church in Michigan, we have this adversity of this horrible thing called cancer. To say that I have all the answers, I don't, but I'm quite well acquainted with what it is. My first wife, Pearl, had cancer in 1983, and at that time she had a whole year of chemo. Two or three times a week, she would just start to feel a little better and she'd have to go back. The Lord sustained her, and the cancer seemed to be somewhat in remission for from 84 until May of 1990. That sounds like a big stretch of time, but as time goes, that's not very long. Then it metastasized to the liver, and the body can no longer handle that. There were those who commented to me, well, cancer is temporal. In other words, there's not much time left for the individual who has it. And after that had been said to me a number of times, I don't want to give the impression that I got fed up with it, but I said, life for all of us is temporal. You read the obituary, and all the way from birth to 108, a fellow was the other day and passed away. So Pearl is the mother of our five children, and Gail has, in years past, about 14 years ago, she stepped in and, as most of you know, some of you don't, she became my wife and the stepmom and step-grandmother to all children. They weren't all born at that time, but there are 12 grandchildren now. But at that time of dealing with this with my wife, someone gave me this. And since we have Brother Bob with known cancer, I thought this would be appropriate. The title of this is What Cancer Cannot Do. Cancer is so limited. It cannot cripple love. Now hang on. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot erode faith. It cannot eat away peace. It cannot destroy confidence. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot shut out memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot invade the soul. It cannot reduce eternal life. It cannot quench the spirit. And it cannot lessen the power of resurrection. My dear wife knew that. And she went through all of this without... She went through all those years virtually without a murmur. I had a nephew who pastored for 26 years in Michigan. Some of you I've related this to. Last January, the church in Michigan that he pastored, they had a watch night service and he did not feel well. So after a whole series of diagnostic tests, having not been ill, hardly sick at all in his lifetime, he's 64 or 65 years old, they found 3 tumors in his brain, they found tumors in his pancreas, he had tumors in his back, cancer in his back, and the one kidney that he had given one kidney to his daughter, who was on dialysis. The one kidney that he had left was the source of it all. Even after giving a kidney up only about 3-4 years ago. He stayed with us from January 1st until about the 20th of March. And the cancer took him just like that. Tom and I, our single boy, we were with him about 36 hours before he died. And I felt favored in a way to have some good words with Russell, my nephew, just prior to his passing, going home. And now we know that our brother Bob is struggling with this. And I think I have something of empathy with he and his wife and the family, having been, I hope I can contribute to their well-being at this time. Not only did we have those events in our family, but my grandmother, many years ago, when cancer was not even talked about, the local doctors found that she had colon cancer, and she had surgery in her 70s and lived to be 87. I've had a couple bouts of it myself. This is not a pity story. This tells you that I hope I understand something of how those who are faced with this, what they're going through. But I trust this little, what I read, what cancer cannot do, will encourage all of you, whatever your lot in life, and especially the families that are involved. And as I open my comments, adversity comes in all forms. Cancer is not the only adversity that we as Christians face. But it's a tough call. So let's pray for those who are ill with this so-called terminal thing and be there for them when they need us. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are so many hardships in this life. Whether it be, we've heard a lot of them tonight, whether it be from cancer, an illness, to hard times financially. This life goes from one suffering to another, it seems, and it seems like the times that are good are only short-lived or only a breath. But God's Word says that our lives, no matter how long or short they are but a vapor. And the silver lining to that is that those who trust Him, those who have called on His name, will see a day when there is no more crying and no more sickness, where the sting of death has been conquered. And in that day, we have our hope. And even now, we can find comfort in His faithfulness, because even despite those hardships, despite those times, we have a risen Savior who has guaranteed life in the future and true spiritual life, as we heard this morning, even now. And to that faithfulness, I think, like the kids did this morning, we should sing. So 43 to close tonight. Let's sing 43. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. In a previous song we sang, it said that he is so bright, his glory is so bright, that even the angels, the purest of angels, who have never known sin, cannot look on him. And yet, someday, in sinless glory, we'll be able to be with him. So let's stand together and sing number 43. Great is thy faithfulness.
I know mine has. Our God is so good, and He is faithful. And we may go through difficult times, all of us do, whether it is right now or in the past or still in the future. But yet, God will remain faithful. Lord willing, our faith will continue to grow, even through the difficult times, especially through the difficult times. And praise the Lord, He will be there for us all the time. All of you are invited to come downstairs for a good time of fellowship, and let's go ahead and have a closing word of prayer, thanking the Lord for this time up here, and then thanking the Lord for the food downstairs. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your faithfulness. Help us to trust in You in the good times and in the bad. And we've heard many requests even this evening, and I pray that You'd work in a special way in the lives of those who are going through these difficult times. We pray for the salvation of those who are lost. We pray for special strength for those who are going through difficult times, whether it be health or family or finances or whatever the case may be. And I pray that we would trust in You, and I pray that You'd show Yourself in a mighty way. We thank You for this evening, for the blessing it has been. Thank You that Your name has been lifted up. Thank You for the time that we'll be having downstairs. Thank You for everyone who's had a part in preparation as far as the food is concerned. And we do pray that You'd bless that food. We thank You for it in a great way. And I pray that You would give us a good evening and give us a good week as we look ahead to the future. So we thank You for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.